creating authentic partnerships. A partner would be wonderful, but only the right partner. Until you find them, you can date for fun and for friendship, hang out with your friends and family, and complete yourself. How strongly do I feel about this? As long as you feel you can't live without a partner, you shouldn't live with a partner. I say that because it's really impossible to have a healthy relationship when you're desperate to get paired up. Authentic partnerships are based on respect and trust and shared values, not desperation. Desperation makes you unattractive to well-grounded, self-assured people, the people you should be looking for, and an easy mark for those who want to take advantage of you. It keeps you in relationships you know will never really work out long after they've turned sour. And that's a recipe for a lifetime of settling for less than what you want and what you deserve. The right partner should add to your life. I don't deny that, but a partner can't sustain your life. Okay, you can do that. You're already whole, with or without a partner. That means you can happily bide your time and wait until the right one comes along. So the first step in creating an authentic partnership with someone who will value you for who you are and treat you the way you deserve is to kick your love addiction. Desperation sets in when you believe you need a partner to be happy, but you're setting yourself up for relationship failure and disappointment when you believe someone else is responsible for your well-being. Thinking that way stops you from setting healthy boundaries and asking for what you need and want. It prevents you from being your authentic self in a relationship. I've talked a lot about how relationship addicts end up falling in love with a fantasy about what partnerships are or supposed to be. There's nothing authentic about loving a fantasy, and there's nothing authentic about twisting yourself into someone you think your partner wants you to be. In authentic partnerships, you are always your authentic self. So what do healthy relationships look like? Healthy relationships are not rooted in fantasy. Both partners have realistic expectations about how much happiness should come from the relationship. They know that in all relationships, there are days when things will feel incredibly exciting and days when the relationship will feel ordinary. It's not all or nothing, intoxicating romance or unbearable pain. Compatibility and ease in a relationship come from being alike or having a high tolerance of differences. Healthy couples are sexually compatible, meaning they have similar preferences and ideas about what makes for good sex. They also have similar values about money, religion, monogamy, and parenting, although they certainly do not have to be identical. When it comes to family, the traditional and rituals of each partner's family must be renegotiated. So both partners need to be flexible enough to do that, and the couple will create some of their own rituals and traditions. In all relationships, couples have their ups and downs. They disagree, sometimes even argue, but there is a basic willingness to negotiate and compromise, to face problems together without overreacting, and to make sacrifices now and then. And when they fight, healthy couples fight fair, expressing their opinions without attacking the other person. They do not dish out or tolerate abuse. They listen as well and talk, and they are role models for each other rather than nags. Each partner is able to ask for what they want. They say what they mean directly, but with sensitivity. It's a kind of honesty that engenders trust. Healthy couples spend quality time together and quality time apart. They share some interests, but they do not share every moment. They have fun together and fun with other friends. They also have personal boundaries that their partner respects. There is patience and tolerance, a give and take. Boundaries tell us where we stop and another person begins. They are the lines that separate us from others. They give us the opportunity to embrace a secure sense of self as someone separate from others. If we grow up in a healthy family system, we have the chance to build a healthy sense of self. If we grow up in a family where we were abused, neglected, shamed, or abandoned, we didn't learn appropriate boundaries. Relationship junkies generally grew up in families where boundaries were hazy at best. One example is a family with one or more substance abusers. These are families where parents are generally emotionally and physically unavailable. Often these parents will expect their children to handle responsibilities way beyond their age. These children learn that there are no boundaries to what may be expected of them. Setting good boundaries prevents extremes in relationships, such as being too close or too distant, giving too much or too little, idealizing or devaluing others. None of these extremes are healthy. I often tell clients that a boundary is the gate around my front yard, and it keeps the positive stuff in and the negative stuff out. The inability to set boundaries is a misguided attempt to be loved. In his book, Healing the Shame That Binds You, John Bradshaw wrote, "Only when we have good boundaries can we expand our boundaries with someone else. Only when we have strong boundaries can we love. When a sense of self is not respected, boundaries become non-existent and relationship junkies become overgivers as adults. When boundaries are blurred, the feelings and behaviors of others become the addict's own. There's no dividing line between where the addict ends and the other begins. Relationship junkies are easily trampled on out of a need to please. They describe their relationships as if the other person is living inside their skin. There's this desperate need to merge with their partner. Some examples of boundary violations include having deep conversations with others you hardly know, falling in love or getting involved without really knowing someone, trusting too easily, staying in a relationship long after they have turned sour, intruding on others' boundaries, checking a partner's personal belongings, cell phone, texts, emails, stalking, having promiscuous sex just to please others, touching another person without their permission or letting them touch you, letting others tell you how to live your life, flirting with others just to make a connection, expecting another person to know your needs without expressing them. The way to develop healthy boundaries is to learn how to set limits with others. Sometimes it means leaving a situation or expressing what you need rather than submitting to another's whims. Nurturing the inner child within is a great way to regain the loss of self and create boundaries, which I discussed in Module 6. The next step is learning to distinguish the lines between you and those you love. Once you do this, you'll see that you are not responsible for what other people do. So often, relationship junkies believe they're responsible for someone else's inappropriate behavior, such as abuse, addiction, cheating, and/or unlawful activity. We are responsible only for ourselves. Everyone must own their actions. You know you're gaining a stronger sense of self and developing boundaries when you realize no is a complete sentence. You don't have to explain or defend yourself. You stop feeling guilty. Stop believing everything that's not perfect in your relationship is your fault. You realize you are not responsible for the behavior of others and become just as comfortable giving as you are receiving. You learn to differentiate your needs from other needs and begin to feel a sense of safety being you. You honor your own feelings. You ask for what you need, are not afraid to have a different opinion. Know what is someone else's business and what is yours. You learn to nurture yourself. Do what you want to do without depending on another's suggestions. Stop blaming yourself for everything that isn't right in your relationship and know how to set limits. When you set boundaries, you create space for the right person to show up in your life. The purpose of setting boundaries is to take care of your needs and to protect yourself from inappropriate behavior so you don't feel victimized by someone else's actions. Only set limits that you are willing to follow through with. Some boundaries may be more rigid than others. For example, here's a way that you can practice doing boundaries using statements such as, if you blah, 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 I will take care of myself by blah, blah, blah. If you blah, 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 the behavior, I will blah, 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 a way to confront that behavior and share my feelings. If you continue that behavior, I will take care of myself by blah, 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 action. For example, for my self-esteem, I am no longer willing to enable you by accepting your infidelity, accepting your substance abuse, blaming myself for your behavior. If you are physically or verbally abusive to me, I will take care of myself by leaving the situation. If you blame me for your feelings, I will confront your blaming. If you continue that behavior, I will take care of myself by ending the conversation. Love at first sight, or at least after the first date, is such a romantic idea. And it really does happen for some couples, or at least later on they claim that it did. While they can look back a year later and say, I knew right away, did they really right away? Sounds so sweet to say it. But you never hear people actually say it after their first date. It's something they say in hindsight. In reality, it takes time to get to know someone, to know if they're the right person for you. And that's especially true for recovering relationship junkies. They have a tendency to jump right over reality and straight to fantasy, right over what's happening now and straight to an imagined future. Recovering addicts need to take things slow and be mindful to stay in the now. Don't try to drive a relationship further and faster than it should be. Start with a healthy relationship and see where it goes all on its own. If you've been trapped in the cycle of relationship addiction, you may not know how healthy relationships unfold naturally. A good start, as we said before, is having a healthy relationship with yourself. Know what you want, what you don't want, and what your boundaries are. If it helps to make things clear, write down a list of the qualities that are mandatory in a partner and the qualities that are optional. Be realistic, but don't settle for less than what you truly want and need. As you start dating, do it with the idea of establishing friendships. Relax and have fun together. Measure your compatibility. Be yourself, your authentic self. You want someone to know who you really are and if you really are right for each other. See if you can count on this person, but don't do it by setting tests and traps. Just let the friendship unfold naturally and you'll see whether they are trustworthy and dependable. If you find that romantic feelings begin to grow within your friendship, so much the better. If not, it's great that you found a new friend. And hold off on sex because it can easily blind you. And keep a lid on those budding romantic feelings. Don't give them a lot of power by fantasizing too much. Be willing to walk away if you usually cling to unhealthy people. And be willing to hang in there if you usually run. And as your romance blossoms, set ground rules for the relationship. Do this in a way that considers both persons' needs and boundaries and create space for you to be together and be apart. Proceed at a pace that is comfortable for both of you. And don't worry if your partner's pace is different from yours. Give them the space to grow into the relationship. Maintain what you have and move forward when you both are ready. Discuss fidelity, the future, how much time you have for each other, anything that is important to both of you. Honor the values you have in common. Grow as a couple, as well as individuals. We live in a time when the options for men and women are almost endless. Many social stigmas are falling away, and as they do, so many possibilities and opportunities have opened up. Gay relationships, straight relationships, divorce, living together, not living together, having children, pursuing careers, not feeling shame about not getting married, not feeling a responsibility to have children. You have opportunities that your parents and grandparents didn't have. You never have to settle for a relationship that is less than fulfilling. You also do not have to live in fear that you might be alone forever. With all the dating sites and dating apps and meetups listed online, there are almost endless ways to meet someone, a friend, a partner, a lover, if that is what you want. I wrote this module with a specific intention in mind. I wanted to let you know that there is another way. You can break free of your addictions, exorcise the angry ghost of your inner child, and make your own path. Be relaxed, be confident, be fearless. The universe will hold you up. This is the energy I'm sending into the universe, the intention I'm sending you.